Hey, by the way, we've got to be all, like, serious and good now, because the program director, my boss, is now on the phone and is going on the air to wish everybody a happy and hopefully a banter with us a little bit. So his name is Tom Ross, the program director of WGBB. Hello, Tom. Happy New Year.
And a very happy New Year to you and to Jeff and to all our listeners out there in wonderful WGBB land. And how's it going out there on the New Year's Eve special?
Oh, it's fab. We have literally 1,000 people milling about.
Rabble.
It's almost scary. We've had to call guards for crowd control. But we're managing. It's good. We have enough pretzels and enough toilet paper. I think we're good.
Oh, okay. Well, can't let that toilet paper run out. We all know that.
Oh, totally not. Yeah. So where are you off for...
By the way, where is the extra showman?
That's at the top secret closet. I'm afraid that's neat to know.
This station can't afford Charmin. We can barely afford leaves.
Yeah.
They go in the trees out back and they pull leaves off.
Generic old Scratch Butt brand, right?
There we go.
Yeah. Scratch Butt. Hey, that's pretty PG rating for you, Tom, at 9:32. But
so we haven't gotten kicked off in the first half hour, Tom? There's not a woman-to-woman coming up real soon?
We did play Tom's show. Tom has a program on this station called Going Eclectic. And when does that air, Tom? And tell us about it.
Going Eclectic is on Thursdays, currently from 8 to 9.
Boy, you got yourself a really nice spot there, didn't you, Tom?
Well, sort of by default, but it's got a long, long story. The reason it's called Going Eclectic is because there is absolutely no format whatsoever. It's whatever kind of music I feel like playing on the night that I'm going to be playing it. I've done everything from country western to techno to classical to new wave.
Wait a minute, Tom, you played techno?
Yeah.
What did you play, Moby? What else did you... I didn't know you knew from techno. No offense, but...
Well, I'm not an expert at it, but I have a couple of CDs that I happen to like.
You tell them.
Go, Tom.
Dave, you just keep your little whatever.
Did you ever do a hard rap hip hop?
No. That's one of the. I don't do gospel. I don't do hip hop because I just don't know enough about them to do them justice.
I
stay within things I know at least a little bit about.
Well, it was cool. Like last week, you did a Christmas program, of course, and we just played in the 7 o'clock hour. There was an hour free here, so we played the eclectic, and it was really cool music.
Yeah, that's 50s, early 60s.
Yeah, nice collection of stuff.
Yeah, I happen to like that sort of music. It's also the sort of thing that our friend, the Prince of Rock and Roll, Mickey B, plays.
Mickey B, he's on when?
He's on Fridays, right after Bonnie, from 7 until Madison Galanis and Melinda Carmes comes on at 10.
By the way,
yeah,
you should stop by, because did you know that we're catered by Galaxy
Caterers of Lindenhurst? Thank you, Larry, yeah.
Route 109 in Lindenhurst.
And well, it makes it sound tempting, but I don't know if I want to play Dodge 'em Cars with the drunks tonight.
Well, just come for like an hour.
Well, we'll see.
And
we'll let you do the countdown to 10 o'clock.
That's right, it's New Year's somewhere.
By the way,
where are you? What are you going to be doing tonight? I mean, you said you were going to do laundry, but is that what you're doing tonight?
As a matter of fact, you know, that's a superstition. You're not supposed to have dirty laundry in the house on New Year's Eve. The symbolism is that...
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah, the symbolism is that if you have dirty laundry, your personal dirty laundry will follow you into the new year.
Oh, my God, I have, like, tons of laundry to do.
Yeah, I have underpants that bode ill for 2007.
Please, I have underpants that are walking around the house right now.
Bad year.
Oh, no. Tom, how long have you been with WGBB?
Since the mid-90s.
Oh, cool. And you were with where before that? RBR? No.
No, I was with our sister station on the other side of Glasser, WNYG.
Mm-hmm.
I also worked with WLUX, which is now WLIE. I also worked at WRIV out in Riverhead.
That's at RIV.
And I had minor connections with a number of other stations as well.
Now, listen, I have a very serious question for you.
Uh-oh.
For the new year.
Mm-hmm.
Can we get a raise?
I will give it all the consideration it deserves.
About what? How many seconds?
You've already considered it. It's no. So, Tom, what is the best thing about working at WGBB? There's a softball question.
Going home.
There's a question that allowed me to keep my job. Go.
Well, the best thing is, of course, I have the greatest crew of people in the world to work with, and I'm a marvelous audience, and we have a very flexible format. And plus we have the heritage of the station itself, which is, I'm certain, you know, and have mentioned to our audience a few times, is we are the first and oldest radio station on Long Island, established back in 1922, I believe, though I could be off by a couple of years either way.
I think Marconi was down here, wasn't he?
Probably, I wouldn't be surprised. At any rate,
he worked on it for a while.
Yeah, the mast and transmitter is in Freeport, always has been. And we started out, just like, in Silicon Valley, we started out in the original owner's garage and expanded from there.
Where was that? What was
in
the
Freeport.
Address? What was the address?
I don't know exactly. I'm told it's by where the labor exchange is now.
So it's not a national landmark?
Should be, but what can you say?
I want to raise.
So, Tom, what are your hopes and expectations for the year ahead?
Well, as far as the station is concerned, onwards and upwards, more and better shows.
No, but what are your real expectations, Tom?
You know what my hopes and expectations are?
What?
Raise.
No, but how about personally? What do you hope for, Tom?
Well, let's see. Well, the usual... The usual New Year's resolution about losing weight. I'm afraid that, like everyone in radio, I unfortunately am developing a pear shape. I'm working on a book which I hope to start submitting to agents and authors for publication. I hope within the year. And
dude, I have no idea about this. What kind of book?
No, I don't want to talk about it too much. That's bad luck, you know.
I know.
We don't want to give him a cut of horror.
Yeah, exactly. I feel the same way when I'm writing, like, anything.
Yeah.
It doesn't get shown.
What you're working on now, Dave.
We'll just say there's a project in the works, and no, it has nothing to do with radio, so.
Well, I hope. Wow, best of luck on that. Good
Can
for
it make you.
You
lots and lots of money?
What?
Will it make you lots and lots of money?
Well, that's always a crapshoot, but hey. Look at it this way. It certainly worked for Joe Rowling.
Well, oh my gosh, it's that kind of book? Go for it, man.
No, it's not another Harry Potter. Well, I'm not writing about junior wizards going to a prep school. So.
Or is it about the Civil War? Because I know you're a buff.
No.
He doesn't want to talk about it.
All right, okay. You're right.
It's a Batman story.
Incidentally, just to answer something you were talking about before, a lot of African Americans are celebrating in church tonight is called Watch Night.
That's it, Watch Night.
Right, and what it was is it goes back to the Civil War, to the Emancipation Proclamation, which freed the slaves on the stroke of midnight of that year. So a lot of African-Americans who were in areas where it was possible, keep in mind that this would already have to be areas that had been already liberated by the federal forces, literally would sit up all night and wait for their freedom to come at the stroke of midnight.
So how do, not that any of us are black or really know, but how do they celebrate?
They have special services in church. And if you want to know more about it, then you really have to corner one of our African-American hosts and ask him or her about it.
Okay, well, hopefully they'll be calling in. That's the idea. Hopefully a lot of WGB personalities will either be stopping in at the station to talk with us or calling up and talk to us on the phone.
Right.
At least if they enjoy that.
Well, I've been pushing the idea, so hopefully we'll get some results.
Knock wood.
And remember, if they don't call in,
they
get a bad mark on their permanent record, don't they?
Yeah, it goes down in the blue book.
That's right.
I think that's what you should do.
So, Tom, I want to wish you a very, very happy 2007. Thanks for being
here. And
by
the way,
cool
happy
boss.
20 of 10.
What's that?
What?
Okay, yeah, happy 940. Not sure how many seconds.
940.
And 38, 39, 40 seconds. 940-40. Happy 940-40.
Woo!
Ding, ding, ding. And happy New Year to you guys and to all our WGVB listeners.
Thank you, Tom. Have a great one.
You too.
And I wouldn't listen to the rest of the show, by the way.
I'll be listening in every once in a while. Don't worry.
Uh-oh.
I got it. I have it tuned in here, and I'm going to be sticking my head in every few minutes just to see what's going on.
Oh, boy.
And you're not going
to
come
down to... I got news for you guys. My mother didn't raise any stupid kids, and my father drowned the idiots, so...
So, thank God my father didn't. I'd be just being flushed down the toilet.
Oh, totally. Tom, happy.
You too.
Bye-bye now.
All right, bye-bye.